Top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
Somebody say it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah, these are the songs that carried us. It washed out the wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Yeah, in the presence.
Somebody high five and say, it was the blood. It was the blood.
Father God, we come before you this morning saying, good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus, and good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Tehran. Good morning. Those of you that don't have your Holy Communion ready, if you want to get it, Father God, we lift up Minister Hill to you this morning. You know what the problem is, or I should say, the situation. But right now, as we prepare to partake of your Holy Communion, Lord God, we call forth the power of your blood for Minister Hill this morning. We sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus over Minister Hill, over her method of transportation, over her home. We sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus over each and every part of her body, as well as we sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus this morning over each person on this deadline. Lord God, I thank you for your cleansing blood, your healing blood, your delivering blood, and your sanctifying blood. Right now, Father God, we speak to every part of Minister Hill's physical body. We command it to line up with the word of God. In the name of Jesus, we command the pain to go. In the name of Jesus, we command this assignment, this attack of Satan, to be stopped right now in the name of Jesus. Stopped in the name of Jesus. We command you to loose your stronghold right now off Minister Hill. And in the name of Jesus, we break the power of this witchcraft attack right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus and by the power of your own Holy Spirit, we break and destroy every intent sent to Minister Hill. Every evil intent, we command you to cease and desist in your maneuvers. In the name of Jesus, every fiery dart, every flame and arrow, we command your assignment to become null, void, and ineffective against Minister Hill. In the name of Jesus, right now, go off her body in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that no weapon that is formed against her shall prosper, and every tongue that unloose evil intent, that it be ceased, stopped right now in Jesus' name. We reverse, break the power of those curses in the name of Jesus right now. I thank you, Father God, that your sanctifying healing blood makes her whole, complete, and lacking nothing. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that we are the blood-bought church of Jesus Christ. I thank you that the blood is alive this morning. I thank you that Jesus said, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Lord God, in the name of Jesus this morning, you said that we need to come before you and we need to examine ourselves. So right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I repent for even having hurt people not knowingly, unknowingly, Lord God. And I repent for Satan ever having used me in that capacity. And I ask you for your forgiveness this morning, Lord God, for any area where I did not discern your body And I repent on behalf of this deadline for anybody that did not discern your body, because you said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 30, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep, many die, because we did not discern your body. Your body, Lord Jesus. Your word says in 1 Corinthians 11, 23-34, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. A little different from Minister Hill this morning. I want you to take your bread. I want you to break it. I want you to break it in remembrance of the fact that Jesus' body was broken for you. It was broken for you. I want you to break that bread. It says, and when he had given thanks, I want you to thank the Lord that his body was broken, that your body could be made whole. I said, I want you to thank the Lord that his body was broken, that your body could be made whole. He said, I want you to take this bread this morning, symbolic of the broken body of Jesus, and in remembrance of him, he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. He said, this do in remembrance of me. I want you to take that broken bread that you have broken, and I want you to eat that bread this morning in remembrance of the bread of life. The bread of life is Jesus. Take and eat that bread, and I want you to chew it up, and I want you to swallow it. And as you swallowing this bread this morning that was broken for you, I want you to take note of the fact that his body was broken so that your body could be made whole. Partake of the bread this morning. Partake of the bread of life. Take the bread and partake of it. Partake of the bread. Jesus said, this do in remembrance of me. I want you to take the cup. The Bible says, after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, after he had partaken of the bread. He said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. He said, this do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death till he come. I want you this morning to realize that this cup is symbolic of the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the delivering, cleansing, healing blood of Jesus this morning. And as you partake of this cup, I want you to partake of the fact that the Bible says, that Jesus says, this blood is his blood of the New Testament, which is shed for the remission, the propitiation of the sins, your sins, the sins of the world. And this morning, when you partake of this blood, I want you to understand I want you to accept the fact that the blood of Jesus washes. The blood of Jesus has washed your sins away. Partake of the Lord's blood right now.
I know without a shadow of a doubt, I know it was the blood for me. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. I know it was the blood.
I know it was the blood. know it wants a blood. I bet somebody to get happy in here. Yeah! Yes, it wants a blood. Come on, come on, give them some praise. Come on and give them a praise in here. Come on, come on, come on. How many know it was the blood? But don't take the bad hands together and say, I know it was the blood. I know.
I know it was the blood.
I know it was the blood. Save me.
I know
it was the blood, yeah.
I know
it was the blood. I know it was the blood.
I know it was the blood.
I know it was the blood.
Because of you.
Bible to post this, Jessica. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 through 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 through 20. I'm assuming that all of you have your papers with your number 2 that God gave you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 through 20. I've been hearing this all night long. I went to sleep. I tried to go to sleep. I woke up hearing this scripture spoken in my ears all night long until I got up this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 through 20. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Now, here is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 through 20 in the Message Bible. Because of this decision, we don't evaluate people by what they have or how they look. We looked at the Messiah that way once and got it all wrong. As you know, we certainly don't look at him that way anymore. Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. The old life is gone. A new life burgeons. Look at it. All this comes from the God who settled the relationship between us and him, and then called us to settle our relationships with each other. God put the world square with himself through the Messiah, giving the world a fresh start by offering forgiveness of sins. God has given us the task of telling everyone what he is doing. We're Christ's representatives. God uses us to persuade men and women to drop their differences and enter into God's work of making things right between them. We're speaking for Christ himself now. Become friends with God. He's already a friend with you. All night long, I've been hearing that scripture. I didn't jump up and try to do anything with it. I just wrote it down. But it fit right in with Matthew 26:28 this morning. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. I looked at a lot of things, and I'm going to give you And I'm going to give you the reason why, and then we're gonna pray. I told you, or rather, I still have a little bit of that army thing in me, so that's just how I talk, okay? But I shared with you that we were entering into a time of acceleration, divine acceleration, whenever a shifting takes place with God. I'm sure you already know this, but some of you don't. There can be a period where you feel like, when Paul said, whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know. But whenever God puts you in a position of spiritual elevation, whenever God is going to take you to the next level, your physical body feels a little bit lighter. And sometimes, because when you begin to grow in Christ spiritually, you cannot, in the natural, well, Dr. Kenneth Hagin used to say it like this. He said, when the natural comes into contact with the supernatural manifestation of God, something has to go. And generally what happens is people fall under the power of God, or you can't stand. Remember, it says that when the priests were in the temple and the glory of God fell in the temple, that they could not stand by presence or of the glory. So some of you have experienced in these coming up days here like a little lightheadedness, a little unsurety, because you really do experience things, brothers and sisters, when you get closer to God and when he brings you closer to himself, because devils and demons and evil and all this stuff, it cannot stand in the presence of God. And God doesn't need a woman or a man to do what he's doing with his people. But some of you are actually experiencing the fruit of it, and you're a little bit afraid, because you've been in control so long, and you wouldn't just stop and be still. So I'm trying to tell you what's happening with some of you right now. That's why tonight I'm starting that 1 hour prayer, because today, what is today's date? Yeah, we stepped into 2020 today, spiritually. We're not in 2019, and not everybody stepped in because some of you were too busy. Some of you just didn't believe it because it had never happened to you before. But I explained to you a couple weeks ago about divine acceleration. And I know, because I know I'm a forerunner. I'll never be operating on the time right here. I haven't done that in 20-something years, 30 almost. But I'm trying to explain it And I'm trying to teach it to other people so that God's will can be done on earth as it is in heaven. You see, in Luke chapter 1, verse 77, it talks about knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. There is a reward for serving God. Many rewards. And sometimes it ain't what some of you think, because some of you think that God only rewards you with money. And some of you live for that. And that's okay, too. Because he does that, too. He said, whosoever will leave a mother, father, husband, sons, daughters, for me and the gospel's sake, he said he'll give you more in this life and the life to come. So there is a transition. If you notice, all the prophets and all the a lot of people are doing conferences. And I had thought about it too. More. They're saying more. More. Because there is more. But I've been saying that it's more for a long, long, long time. And God was preparing you for the more. So when I went down to the youth conference, and I just went down there to meet Pastor Michael on the parking lot and his daughter, that was the same day that the fire and the glory was seen over that church. So we stepped into it. See, that's how God does you. He'll send you somewhere you think you're going for one reason, and he's going to do something else. We stepped into that more and brought it out with us. And then the next day we get a picture, fire, a visible manifestation. But you see, forgiveness of sins has to be preached in Jesus' name among all the nations. That's what Luke 24:47 says. And then Peter came on through in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, the interesting thing is that I just finished a little booklet yesterday, and I titled it, what did I title it? Receive the... Anyway, it blessed me because God gave it to me. And the whole purpose for me to finish before today was because there's a new life impartation taking place right now. And it's taking place throughout this whole world. Don't make no mistake. Don't be tricked. Don't miss it. Because in Acts chapter 10, verse 43, it say that God going to give all the prophets witness that through his name, that whosoever believeth in him was going to what? Receive. Now, the scriptures say remission of sins, forgiveness, propitiation. So, the Bible says that God set Jesus forth to be the propitiation through what? Faith in his blood. For what purpose? To declare his righteousness. For the remission of sins that were passed through the forbearance of God. Romans chapter 3, verse 25. Brothers and sisters. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 18 says, now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. That's why the Bible comes on back in Mark 14:24 and says, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. The blood of Jesus paid the price that you could be saved, that you could be healed, and that you could be delivered. And you know what? As I was meditating on that scripture, the one I kept hearing all night long, God in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. God in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Brothers and sisters, look, Romans chapter 6, verse 11. You can't keep sinning and being obedient to Romans chapter 6, verse 11. It says, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Then it goes on to say in Romans chapter 8, verse 39, neither height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus our Lord. In Jesus our Lord is where you're supposed to be. Hello? In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6, it says, but to us there is but one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we put this in the chat room about eight people, and we in him, and we in him, and we in him, one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. In him. Would you write this about eight people? We are in him. So, being in him, and him in us, he is in us down here on this earth, and we are in him in heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father. Are you getting this morning? First Corinthians 8 and 6. But to us there is but one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we in him, put it again, in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him, right in him. We by him are in him. 2 Corinthians 1:19. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, put this in the chat room, but in him was yea. In him is yes. In him are we. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Put this in the chat room, in heavenly places, in Christ. Oh, in heavenly places, in Christ. So in this time of divine acceleration, God's trying to balance some of you out. Hallelujah. So you can be on earth and in heavenly places in Christ Jesus and operate in both realms. Yay, God. Yes, yes, yes. Ephesians 1 and 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Put it again, in Christ Jesus, created unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And here he explains it. He explains it. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Created in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:3. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Philippians 3:14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, where? In Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. That's where God is bringing you into to divine acceleration. Why? Here's why.
I'm not a warrior. I'm too afraid to lose. I feel unqualified for what you're calling me to. Lord, with your strength, I've got no excuse. Cause broken people are exactly who you use. So give me faith, alive, and yours in the lion's den. Boy, and made him a king. So I'm gonna trust you and give you everything. I've been a conqueror, 'cause you fight for me. I've been a champion, claiming your victory. Give me faith, the light, and you're in the lion's den.
Reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ. You get that? God was in Christ. Christ is in us. God and Christ are in us. Woo! And we have been reconciled, and we are called to reconcile the world unto himself. Because he's committed unto us the word of reconciliation. We are in Christ. God is in Christ. God and Christ are in us. We are in the world to reconcile men and women to God. Whoa! So that God and Christ might indwell and inhabit them. Be ye reconciled to God. Be you reconciled to God. You are an ambassador for Christ. Called to be saints. Full grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Be ye reconciled to God. In him you live, in him you move, in him you have your being. In him are you. In him is God. In him is Jesus. And in you is God and Jesus with a word of reconciliation. With a word, a word, a word. A word of reconciliation for all men and women. You ain't gotta be afraid. You ain't gotta be nothing but in Christ. And you have your inner man. Have your inner man full of the fullness of God in Christ in you. Woo! The inner man.
Of the hero in you, listen to your inner.
your winner. Winners don't lose. Losers don't win. You're on the winning side. You're on the winning side. Isn't that great to know? You cannot fail. Christ in you. You cannot fail. God in you. You cannot fail. See you tomorrow on the 10 line.